Hi, this is Chris Hart, host of Plugged In with Chris Hart, and I'm taking Michigan over Michigan State in their game October 21st. BetOnline has free odds and lines available online or on your mobile device. Visit BetOnline today.
Hey guys, let me introduce you to Criminal Broads, a true crime and history podcast. Tori Telfer dives in each week to cover stories about wild women who've ended up on the wrong side of the law. Could be for leading a cult, serially murdering their husbands, faking their own deaths, or even swindling billionaires. While you're listening, subscribe to Criminal Broads via the link in the episode description on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you.
Imagine you're a mom of two and you're taking your family to get some pancakes. It's 2002. You're in Peabody, Massachusetts. You decide to head to IHOP because they know pancakes. Maybe you've had a frazzled morning getting your two kids out of the door, but now you're here at IHOP and ready to eat. You grab a booster seat. It happens to be the last one they have available, and you settle in at your table. All around you, you can smell coffee, bacon, and maple syrup. You probably didn't notice that another mom walked in right behind you. She's there with her family, too. She also wants pancakes. She also needs a booster seat. But the IHOP manager tells her that, unfortunately, there are no more booster seats. This makes the other mom really, really angry. She starts cursing. "We were here first," she yells. She looks around the restaurant to see who dared to take the last booster seat, and her eyes land on you. She storms over. She demands that you give her the booster seat. But you say, "No, your kid is using it." This infuriates her. She screams at you. The manager comes over to calm her down, but she keeps screaming. "I am Dr. Amy Bishop," she roars. The manager tells her to leave, and that's when she does it. She winds up her fist, and she punches you in the side of the head. Later, she gets two misdemeanor charges, disorderly conduct and assault. She starts telling everyone she knows that you were the problem, that you confronted her. The charges against her are dismissed. After all, she's Dr. Amy Bishop. You return to your normal life with your two children. You have no idea how dangerous that woman really is. In the bizarre saga of Dr. Amy Bishop, the IHOP incident is fairly minor, but it's also weirdly significant. It's like a miniature version of her most horrible crime. It's like a dollhouse room. Everything is there in place. It's just smaller than it is in real life. Amy Bishop was incredibly entitled. She had a temper that would explode into violence at the slightest provocation. She was the sort of person who would scream at her local ice cream truck driver so many times that eventually he just stopped coming down her street. At IHOP, her violence showed, but it was just the tip of the iceberg. Since the IHOP charges against her were dismissed, Amy Bishop had a squeaky clean record when she applied for a new job about 1 year after the pancake incident. In 2003, she got a tenure-track job as a biology professor at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. The university was impressed by her resume. She had a PhD from Harvard. They didn't know that she'd padded her resume a bit, blurring the edges, making certain things look a little more impressive than they actually were. They were just excited to have someone from Harvard come and teach at their school. But once Amy arrived at the university and actually started teaching, the problems began. Her students didn't like her. She'd yell at them. She'd throw them out of her lab. Most of them ended up transferring to different labs so that they didn't have to work with her at all. It wasn't that Amy was a fraud. She really did go to Harvard. She had received large grants for her work, and she was working on an invention that her university president praised. But she wasn't publishing very much, which was a prerequisite for tenure. And she was really strange. She published a paper in a vanity press where she listed her husband and her three young daughters as her co-authors. One of her colleagues called it creepy and kind of weird. Hi, I'm Tori Telfer, and that was a clip from my podcast, Criminal Broads. It's stories every week of criminal women on the wrong side of the law, and sometimes women on the right side of the law. If you want to hear more about the story of Amy Bishop and the terrible, terrible things she did, you can find Criminal Broads wherever you get your other podcasts, and I'd love to meet you. Bye.